You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's Census Day and everyone present in Aotearoa tonight must complete it. I spoke to Dr. Dornell Klein, Research Fellow at Koitū, the Centre for Informed Futures, about the census and its significance, and started by asking what kind of data it collects.
Well, the census collects a range of different data. Of course, it is an exercise in counting the population, but it also gathers information on demographics, such as ethnicity, languages spoken, income levels, household size, these sort of things. And new in the census in 2023, there are more detailed questions about sexual identity and orientation. And all of these are really important in knowing just what life is like for New Zealanders.
Where does this data go and what is it used for?
Well, the data is collected, stored by Statistics New Zealand, and they're very strict with how they collect and they keep and they store their data, because I know some people are concerned about privacy issues, but they have really good systems in place to ensure that people's privacy are protected. And it is used by a range of different organizations. It's vitally important for the government. I think most people, when they think of the census, they think it's the government using that data, and of course the government uses it to see where public resources and where our tax dollars are used, to ensure that public funding is being used in an equitable way, to plan services that support things like education, just know it's important for students, employment, healthcare, public transport. So without a census, you wouldn't know benefits or so need to change in areas in these areas. But it's not only the government uses it. Data from the census is also used by iwi, by community organizations, by businesses, by researchers like me, in decision-making or in research that goes into decision-making ultimately. So it's really important that we have this data to make sure that funding is going into the right places. Ultimately, once all of these public services are really working in the right way, it really contributes to the general well-being of the population.
Mm. You mentioned it's useful for decision-making. What kind of decision-making would that be?
Funding specifically for the government. So things like, welfare benefits. Welfare benefits need to change. If education needs to be funded or infrastructure needs to change, public transport, these are the sort of data, the sort of uses for this type of data, and also in our research projects. So for researchers at the university and government agencies, other research agencies, really rely on accurate data to go into our research. So this is also another important use of that data. And iwi and community organizations also use it to see how to fund their own community projects and to see where there is a need that needs to be filled.
Why is the census so important?
Well, as I said, for all these different funding areas, I feel that if we don't give accurate responses or fully participate, then it can mean underfunding in areas where you might need it most.
Yeah.
Might mean missing out on benefits that you, your whānau, your community deserve, and that ultimately is a disservice, down the line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been understood that there would be more questions regarding minority groups in 2023 census, but lately there has been some conversation in the public surrounding a seeming lack of such questions, or perhaps a lack of detail or choice in these questions. What are your thoughts on this?
I think a very important one that was included this year is the one on gender and sexuality, and I think that New Zealand did a really good job on getting those differences in this year, especially since the sex people are assigned at birth could be different from their gender identity, and sometimes people confuse those two. So that being picked up, I think is a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
I think there were some more detailed questions on disability and things like that. So they are including more detailed questions in these areas, which I think is important, because it is important that people are represented in national statistics.
Yes.
there is a practical use for this data, as I spoke about in terms of funding, but it is important to have a sense of the size and the characteristics of these groups and just a general sense of what life is like. So I think these are very important data to collect. And I mean, if we don't have it, we won't know what life is like. We won't know if there are, say, health and economic disparities amongst these nuanced groups. So I think it is really a step in the right direction that these questions are being included. And I think as time goes on, as things change and more data become available, if there are any changes that need to come in the future, I'm sure that will be included.
How do people fill out the census, and how long do they have to do so?
So the census, you can do it online. I think mainly most people are sent a packet in the mail. So you will get two forms, one for your household and an individual form. And if you haven't received it, you can also just go online and request the code, because there's a code in the form that's private to your household. And that's how you're identified within there. And the census has been open for a few weeks now. And today is census day. Yeah. So if you haven't filled it out, go ahead and do that.
Today's the day.
Today is the day. But for some people, for people who have been affected by the natural disasters of recent, the cyclone and the floods, there is an extension in those areas for up to 8 weeks. So there is still some time you have been affected, or you live in areas that have been affected.
That was Dr. Dornell Klein speaking to me about the census, which is due today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.